weekend is actually the 25th anniversary of our Chemistry Open House. It's also the 25th anniversary of National Chemistry Week, sponsored by the American Chemical Society. And so this weekend we have a lot of events for kids and their families coming over to the chemistry department to see lots of different types of demos and examples of the types of research that we do. In our particular lab, we're going to be doing a demonstration of nanolithography, in which we're using a tool called an atomic force microscope to actually draw atomic scale structures on a surface. And since it's near the Halloween season, one of the things we've chosen to do is actually allow kids to come in and use our atomic force microscope to actually draw nano pumpkins. And so this is actually using that microscope to create a nanoscale image of a pumpkin on a silicon surface. So they get to actually come in, see how that microscope works, build this little structure, and then take that home with them, with a little bag of candy as well.
That is amazing. At first I thought maybe they were going by a pattern, but it sounds like you're saying the kids get to make their own, correct?
Well, we have a choice of different, so we have several different patterns that they can choose from. We unfortunately can't set it up to just do each individual one, but we have a choice of different patterns for them to choose from. And this year we actually added a new pattern, which is a nano Frankenstein, so they can pattern him. We're calling him Frankie Football.
Does he look like a football?
No, he looks like a football player. So I think, you know, it'll be a fun opportunity for kids to kind of come and see, you know, the types of tools that we use in nanotechnology to understand how we can build new electronic devices and technologies. Kids ask really great questions about not only, well, how does this work? I mean, what types of things do you need to know to do this? So they'll ask my students, well, how many years did you go to school to do this? How many, you know? And so they ask such neat, insightful questions, both about the process that we use and also about the chemistry that's going on. So we picked this particular demo because it's a very simple chemical reaction that we can kind of illustrate for them, I think they just get very excited about seeing how these technologies come into play.
So nanolithography is actually done by a chemical reaction?
In this particular instance, it is. And so here we actually use a piece of silicon, which is basically the base for almost all microelectronics, and we take that and we use an atomic force microscope tip, which in our case is made out of a very sharp piece of metal, narrowed down to about 10 nanometers, so about 10 billionths of a meter. We bring that in contact with the surface. We apply a voltage between those two, and this creates a reaction where we actually grow silicon oxide on that surface. And so they can pick out their pattern. They can watch the AFM draw this pattern on the surface, and then, like I said, we get to give them a printout of it to take with them. They fortunately can't take the structure home with them because they can't see it without the AFM.
How close is that process to when you save things on a computer or you burn a CD?
So, I mean, it's very similar. It is very much like writing information to a surface. But this process is much, much slower than that. And so we use it basically only for research-scale testing where we want to build a particular architecture that you can't really make in any other way. And so we'll use this to build that architecture. And this allows us to then understand basically the properties of matter on these length scales.
What kinds of things do you hope this technology could be used for?
We're very interested in actually using this to position molecules on surfaces, and we're interested in using those molecules to build new molecular-scale electronic devices, so better, faster, cheaper computers, as well as using this approach to allow us to assemble molecules or other types of nanostructures to build different types of solar cell architectures so that we can understand energy transfer in those systems. And so, like I said, this is one of the few ways by which we can precisely position things where we want them and see, well, is this a good one or not?
Is there anything else that your scientific team will be focusing on during this event?
Well, the other thing kids will get to see in our lab, we'll also be demonstrating another instrument called a scanning tunneling microscope. And so you'll actually get to come in and see a demo of this microscope in which you're actually going to get to see atoms. So we always talk about atoms, or we talk about, well, everything's made of atoms, but very few people have seen them. So you can come in, use our microscope, and you can actually look at some atoms. The open house is from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Saturday, October 27th. And so folks just need to come on over to the chemistry departments. There'll be a bunch of volunteers all set up with lots of different types of demos, both from the chemistry department and the physics department, and lots of different student groups. And so there's going to be our chemistry roadshow will be set up doing demos. Student groups will be set up doing demos. And so kids can come over and experience lots of different scientific activities.